Dark centuries of persecution. From the destruction of Jerusalem, Christ passed on rapidly to the last link in the chain of this earth's history, the coming of the Son of God in majesty and glory. Between these two events, there lay open to Christ's view long centuries of darkness, centuries for his church marked with blood, tears, and agony. Jesus passed these scenes by with a brief mention. "Then shall be great tribulation," he said, "such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened." For more than 1,000 years, persecution such as the world had never before known was to come upon Christ's followers. Millions of his faithful witnesses were to be slain. Had not God's hand been stretched out to preserve his people, all would have perished. Now, in unmistakable language, our Lord speaks of his second coming. "If any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. If they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth, behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. From thousands of gatherings where men profess to hold communion with departed spirits is not the call now heard, Behold, he is in the secret chambers? This is the claim that Spiritism puts forth. But what says Christ? Believe it not."